The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, topic number two.
The Sunday Times had a big piece about the backlash to planned charter schools in the affluent New Jersey suburbs. Are charter critics right that such schools have no place in good districts?
I love these kinds of questions that we set up on the show. No, they're not right. Of course they're not right. This is ridiculous. I wrote about this week a little bit. Look, there's this group in New Jersey that's trying to fight a charter school that wants to come in that's going to do Mandarin immersion as their approach. You know, the argument is that, hey, our school district's great. We have great test scores. Everything's going fine. You know, we shouldn't allow these selfish parents, and the guy called them selfish, selfish parents to come in and provide a customized education for their children at the taxpayer's expense. Like, where was this guy like in the 1970s? What is this? Come on, choice is now a part of American public education. We take that almost as a given, and the notion is very simple. It says we shouldn't force parents, affluent or not, to have to go to the private system in order to get a school that meets their values and their desires and is a good fit for their kid. So, and, you know, to the extent that we can, we should provide options within the public school system that parents are excited about.
So on one level, I agree. This seems pretty outdated philosophy of thinking this way. But if we abstract up just one bit, we're really dealing with two sort of conflicting but deeply held American values, one of individuality and one of equality. And so if you read this article about the New Jersey school, there's this sense that we're all in together, we all go to the common school, we have a common experience, shared sacrifice,
blah blah blah. Yes,
but Mike, those are long held American tenets.
Yes,
and at the same time, no matter the best school, could you say that 100% of the students there are all doing perfectly well? There obviously always needs to be some way to offer something different. Even getting back to the original concept of charter schools as places for innovation.
Right. No, and that's right. I mean, what a lot of parents are going to want is they're going to want a neighborhood school, first of all. You know, people like the idea of all the kids in the neighborhood going to the same school, and there's a lot of benefits for that. Builds community, and the parents get to know one another, and the kids see each other, you know, at school and also on the weekends. And so that's fine. And in those schools, the schools have to do their best to try to find a curriculum and an approach and discipline and all of that that is more or less in sync with what the parents in that community want. And if it's a fairly homogeneous community with similar values and such, you know, it's somewhat doable. But, you know, that's still, so maybe that's fine. You can say, look, there should be a standard school. There should be a school that, you know, works for most kids. But, you know, even in those kinds of affluent suburbs, there should still be an escape valve for parents who say, look, I just want something a little different for my kid. And if they can make it work, if there's enough of other parents and families that want something and they can make the scale work, go for it.
You know, I'd love to ask you just to change your language a little bit, because escape valve, I think, makes it seem like there's something wrong, and that for there to be something wrong, you need charters. And the idea here is that it doesn't say that there's something wrong with the district. It just says it's somewhat human nature that we do want some different options and different ideas. There's one other thing that really bugged me about this situation. The school, it's really difficult to run a charter and to run it well. And in a good district, that means that the charter, if the district is so good and people love it so much, they're going to have to convince a couple hundred parents to place their child into a brand new school. To me, that's a pretty good test. That's not the only test. We want to see how well the school performs, but that's a pretty good test of whether the school district really is as good as it purports to be.
You know what I say to that? Escape valve.
No, just kidding.